Now, this poem derives from one of my last years as a college teacher and concerns the experience of a young woman who had missed a lot of classes and then reappeared in class and our interaction at that point. It's called Are You Okay? She reappeared in my classroom for the first time in 3 weeks, pale, withdrawn, distraught. I made no public comment. Another sick one, I thought. Well, at least she looks like she has a real excuse, adding sourly to myself, most don't. I walked around the room distributing papers to others, a quiz returned, a map, a missed assignment. Then, when I was near her, leaning down, Are you okay? She nodded. Good, I said. I'm glad to see you back. That was all. Then the class, 1 hour and 15 minutes of it. It was an average class, and as usual, I got caught up in it myself, so for a while I forgot about her, except to avoid her, to not call on her. That would have been unfair. She had not been there last time, or the time before, or the time before that. I was willing to give anybody one free ride. And it all ended well enough. Some useful point, it seemed to me, was being made, had now been made. Okay, that's it for today. Notebooks snapped shut, knapsacks were picked up, jackets donned, the usual disorderly exit, this time out into a drab November drizzle. A few, including her, remained behind to haggle over increasingly minor matters. The small remnant dwindled. She and I were left at last. I am sorry, she said, to have missed all these classes. Well, you must have had a bad time, I said, and kindly enough intended, you still don't look all that well. Were you seriously ill? I hope not. Then the answer I did not expect, but almost saw coming before I heard it, saw it in the narrowly controlled non-smile, in the terrible abyss of her eyes. I was attacked. Twice. The lectern that I lean on was between us. Her arms rested on one side of it, my elbows on the other. My hands started to reach toward her involuntarily and stopped. Defeated by awkwardness, governed by inhibitions, stunned by the hammers of despair that fell clanging on 1,000 internal anvils. Words had to do what little they could do. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. A pause. And then more words. Safe, business-like words about trying to keep up from now on, making up what you had missed, the timing of a term paper, taking a grade of incomplete in the course, maybe, and finally, let me help in any way I can. You have, she said. I have talked to all of my professors now, and you are the only one who knew that I had been missing.